Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's The Big Show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
This is the Wendy's Big Show live out here from Skipper Bud's in Pewaukee. This place is so cool. I was looking over there at this green boat, guys. I don't even want to, like, I don't know how else to explain it, but it's green, and it looks like I'd be able to lay down throughout the entire boat. And I'm a big dude, so to be able to lay down in one of these boats and get my bronze on, Gary, you know how much I like to get a
couple of... Was that the pontoon?
I like to get my bronze
tan.
On a little bit.
Is that tan?
Get golden. Tan. Yeah, a little golden.
Okay. Get golden.
A little crispy. Because, I got this olive skin tone, so I like to brown up a little bit.
Where'd you get that? Because it's been bad weather here all week.
I just never lose it.
You're so lucky.
I get tan early. And
so you got all the hair.
I can
and all
usually hold
skin.
On to it a little bit. Yeah.
You got that from your mom. I tell you, your mom is your favorite. Your dad is just your side.
I did get that from my mom. Yeah, my dad burns all correct. Over the place. My
dad burns.
My dad's bald and stuff. Yeah. He got all the patchy. His feet are all ugly.
You got all the look for your mom. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, I got all the good qualities from my mom.
I mean, your dad, your partner, though.
Right. Yeah, right. Partner.
But your favorite is your mom. Trust me when I tell you that.
414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane.
Well, I mean, that goes to, go ahead.
Yeah, it goes without saying.
We're going to reset the big topics, and then we give you the final say on them.
We always do.
That's what Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, is. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Gary Ellerson, former Badger. Packer running back, also a Memphis Showboats running back. Gary, what are you looking for in tonight's game? Game 3, Bucks, Celtics, series tied at a game apiece.
Well, like, really, pretty much what we saw the last game. Giannis, Bledsoe, Middleton. Big 3.
Combined for 78 last week.
Yeah, and you know what I like to see tonight? Meritage. I really haven't, because I've seen Meritage on some other teams really get hot. And knock down that 3. We just really haven't seen that player yet here in Milwaukee. And I'm hoping that can give – because they're going to need him to give them like an extra boost. Because really the big 3 every single time, one of those guys are not going to be on. I think you're asking. So one of these role players to do something – but listen, you know, and I'm going to stay consistent. It's about Giannis, right? I mean, he's a straw that stirs the drink.
It's about the number one guy, yeah.
Whatever that
straw
is.
Straw that stirs the drink. Yeah, you got it right the first
time. Did Reggie Jackson say that?
Yeah, a few people said.
Right.
Josh Vernier also said it about Lorenzo Cain.
Yeah. So.
Former Big Show host.
What we saw, and here's. If Uncle Drew gets 40 or 50.
He's serious, Leroy. He's touching my shoulder.
Yeah.
Giannis got to get you 30.
He's got to go tick for tack, is what you're saying.
Because that's what you saw last night with Kawhi. I don't know what Kawhi numbers were. But you saw last night Kawhi go tit for tat with Embiid.
They both had 33. You were right on with that one.
Did I? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You both saw that last night. But Kawhi didn't have enough around him to help him.
Sparky,
yes,
what are you looking for in tonight's game?
A Bucks win.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Man,
to. This is what
guy,
I mean.
Straight
that
to the
court.
I mean,
that
to
was
the
quick.
Court.
Come on.
You get straight to
that's
the court.
That's all you got?
Get straight.
Just wrap it up quick, right?
Yeah, let's go home.
He's going to tell you why it's going to happen.
Yeah, give me a little more than that.
Go home right now.
I think it just really comes down to Kyrie Irving and Tatum and how bad they play. I mean, if they play as bad as they did the last game, Bucks are going to win this. maybe going away again. And the other thing, too, you have to remember is they hit 23-pointers in the last game the Bucks did, mm-hmm. which is outstanding. Mm-hmm. Now, can they consistently do that every game in the series? Probably not. I mean, they're probably going to slow down a little bit. You're going to have
Why do you think that? That's the system.
I know it's a system, Leroy, but 23s in a game doesn't happen every day in the NBA.
Why not?
Because guys can't shoot at that percentage every day.
No. Why not?
And again, if from
– You're trying to win, right?
Not even Golden State's shooting 23 points and making 23-pointers every night.
Let it fly.
So right, and they will. They let it fly 47 freaking times in the last
That's
game.
Right.
So they're going to try and let it fly 47 freaking times in this
and
game.
They're going to hit 50% of.
Great. Middleton was 7 of 10 from 3.
Woo! Repeat that.
Yeah, 7 of 10 from 3 from Middleton, right?
Numbers.
So – That's probably going to come back a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think. We'll see. But
they're
going
to give it to you.
On the Boston side of things, it's going to be how do they make the adjustments to get their offense going? Because that's really what they got to fix. If they can get their offense kind of fixed and going in the right direction, then I think everything else kind of takes care of itself. But the one thing, two things, Nico starting again tonight with Brogdon still out. I like that. I think that's a good move until they counter with something that forces you out of it. Mm-hmm. And then continue to let Middleton run the fast break, let Giannis be out on that wing so they can't wall him off coming to the rim when he's the only guy coming at him.
Leroy, what are you looking for tonight?
Uncle Drew, man, at home.
That's Kyrie Irving.
You can watch that movie whenever you want.
The guy's not going to be 4-for-18.
Go watch it at home.
He's used to 26, 11, and 7. But, man, Budenholzer had a nice – chat. This time I went to his house.
Okay, you went over there.
Yeah, I have no idea.
How's his place? He got one of these boats, one of these Sea Rays?
He had a couch and made me sit on the plastic, but I'm okay with it.
Okay.
That's where company sit in the set tea room.
Company.
Here, nobody set tea.
Set tea company.
He said, Leroy, we're going to do a little bit of what we did to Harden.
A little bit.
We're going to get on the hip. We're going to trap him and get the ball out of his hands. If Tatum can get shots, God help him. Jaylen Brown, we're going to let those. We're just not going to let the one guy that when he's controlling the floor, we're at a disadvantage, okay? So we're going to get the ball out of his hands. Don't make him take tough shots. We're going to all collapse. If he drives, you're going to see two or three guys collapse. The same thing they do to Giannis, we're going to do it to him. We're going to frustrate him.
Where does Gordon Hayward rank on the list of their scores?
You need Pat Connaughton to match anything Gordon Hayward do.
I do not want Pat Connaughton guarding Gordon Hayward again.
I just don't want him throwing out the first pitch.
Pat Connaughton's got some gas now.
Yeah, he does.
16th round pick of the Orioles.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't
look great.
Didn't he almost hit a girl?
Yeah. She didn't even move. Yeah.
Kind of got away from him a little bit.
Working on things.
Yeah, working on.
But working early.
Stuff, early.
But
yeah. Training.
He has some amazing skinny leg pants
didn't
on.
Well, yeah.
He looks good, though.
Legs.
He's a good looking
dude. He had them MC Hammer pants on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he has to match that energy. When Gordon Hayward gets off the bench, get him off the bench.
414-799-1250. That's the right lane. What are you looking for tonight in Game 3 out at TD Garden, Bucks and Celtics, as the series tied up at a game apiece? Sparky, in the center lane today for the people in Great Lakes Dragway, Pick-A-Lane. You feel like the Brewers are in panic mode right now?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. You're sending Corbin Burns to the bullpen. We're all assuming Peralta's going to be out of this rotation.
Steve, what does that do for his psyche now?
That doesn't do good.
Because we had him as an interviewer. He seemed to be mentally
very confident.
Strong.
I think he's all good.
Very
so
confident.
So you think he'll be fine?
I think he's fine.
Wouldn't you be a little mad that you got bailed on not even a month into the season? The season's 6 months long.
But wouldn't you feel good that they want you at the big league level?
How many starts they gave him?
Four.
Pulled him.
He gave up 11 home runs.
Yeah, but
Hayter's given up, what, four in his last four? Four in his last
but five? But it was four starts.
But, guys, home runs are up across the board.
Board, correct.
Right, but
everywhere.
Not three-run homers.
Time out,
time
let's
out.
Get to the analytics.
The time out, cuz.
The analytics say this year home runs are way up.
Whoever.
That's why you see
who
Cincinnati
said that, Roy?
Top in ERA but last
Drake
in
did.
The division.
Who said that?
Drake
they just
did.
Not hitting.
Way up.
Who said
so
that?
So eventually, so I'm not. I just want Corbin Burns to stay focused.
What's his name?
Matter of fact, you can see him tomorrow with Shaw. They're gonna be at Walker Shaw Sports Garden.
See how he noticed
Shaw.
That.
You're gonna have.
You want to talk about your boy Steve Palak too while you're at it?
Well, Steve will be there with some bourbon and a pill bottle in about an hour. Allegedly.
Don't do that, Steve. Like, don't out him like that, Leroy. That ain't right.
You got
That's
him.
My guy. Allegedly.
And you got Freddy Peralta, right. who's 22. Yeah. who's probably going either to the bullpen or going back down to AAA. So you got to worry about his psyche as well.
That's a good point.
And his boy, Woodruff, he's not safe either.
Hey,
man,
Woody's working it down.
No, he's not safe.
Woody's working it down.
He got a 5.64?
5.1. I'll put some respect on that 5.1.
Hey, but listen, he's 3-1. He's 3-1, though.
Yeah, he's giving him a he's the only one giving him a chance.
And he's a good
Zach
bet.
Davis.
I like
well,
the
we
bet.
Zach Davis is our ace. We know that.
Right.
But Woodruff can help himself with the bat.
Help himself.
Zach Davies last year, guys, had one of the ugliest seasons out of a Brewers starter that you would have seen in the
well,
last
you,
5-10 years.
You,
and he
you,
bounced back right now, healthy,
yeah,
and he's balling.
Did you
out.
See who Zach Davies crediting for his bounce back?
Who? Cardi B?
No, not
no, you don't. You better try to be a hurt somebody because he ain't ready for that.
Who, Gary?
He too low. Pitching coach?
Chris Hook.
Hook.
Hooky.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Did you know that, Steve?
Did you know that, Steve?
I didn't see that, Gary.
Yeah.
Forward that to Steve.
Your buddy. Your buddy interviewed him. Your twin.
Tim Allen?
Are you talking about Joe?
Yeah. Oh, your twin interviewed him the other day. And
they look nothing alike.
But they sound alike.
Well, he's a sparky
protege. Soldier.
Yeah.
Soldier. And he said, which I didn't know, that Hook had him somewhere else.
Back when he was with Baltimore.
Oh, man, you're good. You're good.
And credits him.
Very nice.
For his, why he's doing so well.
That's good.
Well, that's good stuff.
Got one out of six, Steve.
Steve, hey, listen.
No, the bullpen counts, too.
Okay, got one out of 20.
Yeah. One out of like 20.
One out of 15, Steve.
No, Chassin's going to be all right.
Yeah, Chassin's fine.
He'll be fine.
He's settling down.
I agree.
Yolish Chassin is settling down. It's Yolish Chassin's
a slow
starter. He's going to get back in on track.
Jeremy Jefferson
Travis Shaw at some point is going to realize they're playing big league games and start hitting the baseball.
See all this stuff, though, all this stuff leads me to believe, though, because.
What, the 40 or 50 game?
Well, no, I ain't doing that because we're going to do that a little. But maybe these guys are who we thought they were, and maybe they played over their heads.
I got to take a drink.
Maybe there was a reason why Aguilar was Aguilar before they got him.
Oh, come on, man.
Maybe there was a reason why Travis Shaw was Travis Shaw.
Oh, come on, man.
Talk about Wendy's.
Give me a biggie bag.
That's why. I mean, that's why.
Give me a biggie bag.
That's why everybody's clamoring.
Please talk about Wendy's.
That's why everybody's clamoring about Middleton because they wanted to be better, but he is what he is. Maybe Travis Shaw and Aguilar, they are what they are, and they played over their heads last year.
Not now.
Please.
It is. You
I like
never
that.
Know.
I like
Bucks win,
boys.
You win. The Bucks win, you win. The Bucks win, you win.
Steve, am I wrong here?
Jump in there, Steve.
No, you're not wrong.
Oh, my God, Steve. You made it
We
right.
don't know, though. Steve. I'm just saying. Maybe they play on their heads last
are
year.
Are you saying
Steve?
That so he can be quiet?
Steve, where Aguilar came from? Steve, where Aguilar came from?
Huh?
Where
Cleveland Indians.
Hit the hot button, man. Twice.
Where he came from?
Cleveland.
How he came from Cleveland?
Because he was out of options. I had nowhere to put him, so he had to be gone.
Had to be gone.
Another
where Travis Shaw came from?
Another
Boston.
Exactly.
In a trade for Thornburg.
Huh?
In a trade for Thornburg.
Who was supposed to be the ace.
In a trade for Thornburg? Why did they trade him?
Anthony, you missed
they
three
got
halves.
More than. They missed more than. They got more than Travis Shaw in that deal.
We caught up
Thank
now?
You.
Yeah, we're
good. My brother.
What do they have, Steve?
Who else came in that deal? They got like
they got Mauricio Dubon in that trade as well as a young right-hander who's now out of baseball. And they got that because Travis Shaw was put in as a full-time player at 24 with Boston.
Did you Wendy's read?
And what happened?
These
and,
guys are depressing
they moved
all
in
this, man.
A Aaron Hill trade.
He just sitting there
and started platooning,
do
and he didn't mix well with
Aaron Hill. Who came. Aaron Hill who came from the
Oh,
Brewers.
My God.
Bucks win, you win.
Go ahead, Steve.
Bucks win, you win.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you be quiet?
Are y'all gonna talk about Hauser next? Talk about Wendy's. I don't hear all this. Y'all
can we get a big? Can this man get a biggie bag, man?
I started the timer when Billy said, "Tell us about Wendy's." 5:23 so far.
Thank you.
That's not bad. Hey, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's. Buy yourself a medium drink and then get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. So. If the Bucks win tonight against the Boston Celtics, then tonight after the game or tomorrow, you head over to Wendy's. You get 24 hours, buy yourself a medium drink, and then get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. When the Bucks win, you win.
And you can win $1,000 here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, we still got two chances for you. During the Wendy's Big Show, we're live out here at Skipper Bucks Boating Super Center, I-94 exit Highway T on the West Frontage Road in Pewaukee. Wendy's Big Show live out here from Skipper Buds.
We're having a good time.
Yeah, we are having a good time. Hey, did you know you spent a third of your life in your sheets? It's about time for a bedding upgrade. Yeah, maybe not. I mean, those that work a bunch of jobs like you probably don't spend as much time in your sheets as you probably want to. But at the end of the day, talk about an incredible feeling of five-star hotel sheets, how it shouldn't be so difficult and expensive to get sheets like that at home. That's what we are talking about with Brooklinen Sheets. And I'll tell you, they're soft, they're cozy, and they're warm, which you need when you live in Wisconsin. Brooklinen Sheets named the winner of the Best of Online Bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Raving reviews from Business Insider. Apartment Therapy and Men's Health as well, founded in early 2014 by Vicky and Rich. Their mission is simple, right? Make five-star hotel quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. You can mix and match over 25 colors and patterns to make your bedroom just right. It's really a no-brainer. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've slept on. Couldn't recommend them more. If you're looking to treat yourself or a loved one to a bedding upgrade, Brooklinen is the answer. For a limited time, Brooklinen.com is celebrating their fifth birthday. Get 20% off site-wide when you shop at Brooklinen.com, but only until May 7th. Shop their biggest event to date. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 20% off site-wide is to go to Brooklinen.com only until Tuesday, May 7th. That's this Tuesday. That's Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
414-799-1250 is the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Guys, I want to get your reaction to this this quote. I am an actual genius when it comes to this game. That is Kyrie Irving on Kyrie Irving.
Well, he's not actual genius.
When do you say
in
that?
Real life terms. The earth is flat.
When do you say that?
This is on Yahoo Sports via ESPN. Apparently he said it today.
All right.
Sweet. Well,
when it comes to this game, I'm a genius. That's what he's saying.
We'll see if he plays like a genius.
Was 4 of 18 from the floor being a genius?
More like a clown.
I don't. And he slams the laptop down. Steve with some authority on that one.
I don't mind a guy putting bet on himself.
But is that bulletin board material, Roy? You always talk about that.
We never even have a bulletin board.
No, he didn't say anything about the Bucks.
Say nothing about the Bucks.
No.
He just letting the Boston East Coast bias media. He's just letting them know that I don't care about what you wrote. I'll make it up.
So he's just flexing himself a little bit.
That's all.
That's all that is.
He got pedigree to do that. I don't mind.
Sure.
No doubt. That's what Kevin Durant did.
That is what he does.
Y'all know who I am.
Well, when that one kid from the Clippers should kind of shut him down.
Yeah.
Beverly kid, I think.
Patrick Beverly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Since then,
who's a bad dude, by the way.
He's a bad dude.
Mm-hmm.
Since then. He just needs to shave. That beard kind of raggedy looking.
Y'all know who I am.
You know who also needs to shave? And we're seeing him in this series. Man, Jason Tatum needs to clean that stuff up.
Yeah, well, you light skin. It shows.
Right? It's all patchy. Like, I'm not saying I don't have any facial hair. I don't know if I've hit puberty yet. But, like, man, it's all patchy and stuff. Like, just shave it, dude. Come on.
Millions of people watching you.
Right. Clean up.
Millions.
Yeah. They got to try.
If he went over to Ebony, too, I bet they'd clean him up a lot better.
What you talk with the hot towel?
Oh. Yeah, I love the hot towel.
When you get in there, do you go with the straight blade, or do they just grab you with the clippers?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
BOFF.
Not both of them. Both. You got to be clean.
That's 5 minutes. If you can give me that one again in about 5 minutes, then we'll be good with that.
I had a good barbershop guy I used to go to a long time ago. I think.
Okay,
what was his name?
Now, what did he do for you? I mean, you have no hair.
Well, this is a long time ago,
man.
What, 1970?
75, 78.
Okay.
When did you start going bald, Gary? If you don't mind me asking.
Well,
I know that's kind of a personal
question. Did you have a George Jefferson or
no? Well, no, I never did. But I had a picture of me in 1981. I was a freshman at Wisconsin with a bald head.
Can you tweet
that
out?
In the program.
Oh, so you went.
No, I wasn't bald yet, but all the freshmen had to get their head shaved.
Oh, had to get it shaved up.
Yeah, they made it shaved.
That's so silly.
But did they at least give you like a clean shave or like?
Oh yeah, it's clean.
They leave you a nice little patch there.
I bring the program. Okay. No, I was straight clean. But I used to get my hair cut at Mr. Dino's back in the day. Mr. Dino. They was in Grand Avenue Mall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. My guy George, my buddy George, he got shot, killed in Mr. Dino. Guy came in, shot.
Man.
Came in there one early morning. Guy was waiting for him, shot and killed him.
Wow.
And but he used that straight razor.
Yeah.
And the hot towel. You should shave my face. Loved it. And he had that thing.
The hot towel though is after.
Yeah, Leroy, you had that thing on the side.
Correct.
Before.
Oh, it's before, so it gets everything going up. Okay.
Yeah, kinda.
See, I'm learning. I haven't been to a barber.
Leroy had that thing on the side.
Yeah,
the belt.
Yeah, the little belt he cleaned it with. Yeah.
That's sharpening it.
Yeah, Edward Scissorhand had one.
Yeah.
You never saw that? Johnny
Depp? He had one of them old chairs. You know the old chairs? You got to pump it on a couple times.
Yeah.
Pump your head.
Yeah, get you up a little bit. Hike you up a little bit.
You
might be able to call it.
Hike
you up a little bit.
Yeah. That's for grown men, though.
But now I do everything on my own now. I shave my head now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you're a grown man.
Yeah, you're trying to save money.
Well,
I am trying to save money.
That's understandable.
Right now, yeah.
Well, right, you're still on scholarship.
Well,
speaking of that, are you on scholarship out here at Skipper Bud's?
I'm gonna try to get with Ann.
Ann says she got
let me hold something, nice
finance package for you.
Trying to get with Ann since she let me hold something out here.
Well, I've been trying to figure out if I can get on scholarship for that one with the blue awning over there. That's gonna be a little bit too much. That it might be. I would have
to
be putting up like
range.
I'd have to be doing like 12 or 13 sacks.
But for real, all I need though, all I need is one of pontoons, because that's all I need.
Float around a little bit.
They want to float around.
Well, if you want a pontoon boat, they got all sorts of pontoon
boats. Matter of fact, I can float
here.
Around on one of these things right here. We took a picture on.
That was amazing.
Yeah, one of these inner tubes.
Yeah.
What'd they cost?
That was about 300.
Trent?
That was 340.
What's your name? Your name Trent?
Yeah, it's Trent.
Yeah.
That's Trent.
That's why I've been calling him Trent all day.
Oh. Well, how much is that?
I was a little nervous that it was Travis.
Huh?
340. Oh, okay.
Leroy, you can afford that.
I can finance it.
Rob Domofsky earlier today said that Jace Sternberger was not going to be at Packers practice that Stevie read out. He is indeed at Packers practice. He is in uniform right now as the Packers get in their rookie orientation.
Well, why wasn't he going to be there first? Somehow?
Absolutely no idea.
Was he not signed?
He probably just didn't sign his waiver yet. It happened
probably,
all the time.
Yeah.
What is this rookie symposium kind of thing like for those first three learning?
Introduction to adulthood.
Learning.
Yeah. Just,
but I was listening to Mike Clemens earlier today when he was on with Bill Michaels.
Yeah.
For what they cram into, it's 2 days that they're up there, right?
Yeah.
Correct? 2 days?
Yeah.
I don't know how you remember anything in those 2 days when they're riding you all the way around.
Well, they got them iPads.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Now,
you guys had to write it all down.
Normally, they would bring an alumni to talk to them.
Okay.
I don't think they do that no more. I don't know if they do or not, but Mike McCarthy would have somebody up there to talk
every,
to them.
Every player have an iPad.
Just
now,
anything you need
now,
on it.
Yeah, I mean, according to some people think that iPads are outdated, but they're not.
No.
That's through Microsoft. Though. They got those
those
Surface things.
Yeah, they used – well, is it Surface? Yeah. iPads, that's what
I get what you're saying. The same thing.
All that stuff, the same stuff.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, notebook. I mean, all them guys got
Spiral.
That. So that is, and that's got all the information on it that you ever want to know.
If you leave it somewhere, I think it was 10,000.
Yeah.
If you leave it at home and lost it, 10,000.
Was there anybody that ever lost playbook when
of
you were
course.
On the team?
Yeah, you always lose playbook. Cause
you ever lose a playbook?
Allegedly.
Well, one time I left my playbook in one of my teammates' luggage because we were flying to New Orleans.
Okay.
And
that's good. You wanted to bring it with you, do a little studying.
Well,
before
yeah,
the game?
Y'all. You know, I was a rookie, so y'all,
I'm taking them back up when the rookies. I'm getting them back.
So I left my playbook in one of the veterans'
They'll
luggage.
They'll put it on Instagram.
And. So
this is going to be a great story, I can tell.
So
if he can remember it.
So
you're a bad dude.
You get hung up.
So we're in a hotel, right? Now, remember, you got to get your playbook.
Right.
So I go down to this one player's room, right, and I knock on the door. And, you know, back then, we had to double up. But, the veteran players, they always had suites. So they had, the biggest rooms
sure.
at the hotel.
Yep.
And the guys had been in league for,
couches and stuff like that.
Eight or more
yep.
years, like two or three rooms.
Oh, so you're saying real vets.
Yeah, they had been in league for a long time. And so I go down there and knock on the door. And then, you know how you look at it, you can see the peephole.
Right.
And it's clear. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, you see it go dark. That means the eye right there.
Somebody putting their finger
Uh-oh.
On it.
Or the finger or eye.
Yep.
Eyeball. Then it come back white again. Now, when I roll up to the door, there was a lot of giggling in there. Then all of a sudden,
Uh-oh.
I knocked on the door. It was just hush.
Uh-oh.
Down the side, I saw the eye. And then he saw who I was. And then he kind of grabbed me by my shirt and pulled me in the room.
Okay.
Who was it?
That was a wrap.
I can't tell you who
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that was a wrap. I understand.
How can you tell us the story and you can't
yeah,
tell
no,
us
no,
the
he
story?
Yeah, no, he can't tell the rest of that story.
I'll just say this, Leroy.
That means he forgot what happened.
We in New Orleans. This freaked me out. We in New Orleans, right? We in New Orleans. And New Orleans is a melting pot of women.
Okay, now we're talking. I'll sit up in my chair now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like, all kinds, anything.
All sorts, shapes and sizes.
Because, French, you got all that stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
The French Quarter down on Bourbon Street.
All that, man.
Come on, man.
Unbelievable.
Latino, Spanish.
Anybody drinking any Beaufortin while they were out there?
Well, probably. Not before the game.
Ooh, good.
Allegedly.
Good. Well,
allegedly.
Well, I don't know. What were you guys, 8-8?
No.
We were 8-8 that year, my rookie year. We were 8-8. So yeah, not before the game.
So not before the game.
No, not before the game.
Because you guys needed everything you could to get to 8-8?
That press is pretty good, cuz. Ticky, that press is pretty good. Can't be drinking before the game. Leroy's right, allegedly.
No chance.
Right. I don't know if you ever played. There's a couple guys who played better when they were that way, though, just so you know.
Well, that was.
I played with a couple guys that if they
always
went out the night before.
Had to.
If they were not out the night before and tried to play it like straight sober, they didn't play very good.
Ever tell you about? Yeah,
but they come in hungover.
I don't know if I should tell that story.
They come in hungover. They play out of their mind.
I don't know if I should tell that story on the air. No, Beaufortin is a premium quality beer to its superior ingredients, only 100% natural barley, hops, and the freshest spring water used in the production of Beaufortin. Guys, you know how fresh the spring water is, Leroy?
How fresh the spring is, cuz.
In Luxembourg, where it's been family-owned for over 250 years, the Beaufortin brew house, the brewery, is literally built on top of the spring where the water comes right up into production. That's how fresh it is, guys. 250 years of family-owned brewing experience.
Water,
it's the freshest kind of water you can have. They began brewing it in 1764 in the country of Luxembourg, and ever since then, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. From everything in the lineup, from the Crisp Pilsner, that's their flagship beer. You can find that one in cans. I was having a couple of those last night. The Smooth Triple Ale. My pops told me that he had a couple of those triple ales. I like those triple ales, but hey, I can only have about one or two of them things. Because otherwise, I'm in some trouble. Yeah, because it's 8% ABV by volume. That's 8%.
Oh,
that's going to catch up to you
that's
now.
That's tight.
The Delicious Fruit Ale, the Balanced Brune, which is selling great, by the way. They're all designed to give you the full flavor that's not going to fill you up. And, guys, a little secret about Beaufortin beer. Unlike other imports, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. Beaufortin never sold out. They've been brewing their beer the same way, I told you, since 1764. They don't do it in mass quantities. They don't make you put a piece of fruit in it to make it taste good. It's good beer because it's made in small batches with a personal family touch. You can go pick up a six-pack at places like Total Wine & More, Sendix, Festival Foods, Otto's. You can drink one on tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, or the Nomad, maybe the Sport Club, if that's where you're trying to go. Or if you're out on the golf course, a Beaufortin is now available on the beverage carts at Wanakee Golf Course and more downs out here in Waukesha. And always, guys, whenever you're having a Beaufortin, let Beaufortin Bill know at Bill Schmidt Radio. And if you're heading down tonight to watch the Bucks game down at the Tavern at Turner Hall, get yourself a playoff Beaufortin. I'm not saying Beaufortin is going to help secure a win, but, hey, it can't hurt. And whenever you do, let me know, because maybe I'll come out and have a Beaufortin on you. It's Beaufortin, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. We still got chances at $1,000 and want to list off all the great deals that you can get. Guys, they have motor packages starting at just $17,995 out here at Skipper Bud's in Waukesha. Skipper Bud's Boating Super Center off I-94. You take exit Highway T, hit the West Frontage Road. You're out here in Pewaukee, or you can just check out the whole selection at Skipper Bud's. com. The Wendy's Big Show live from Skipper Bud's Boaters Tailgate Party wraps
Boaters.
Up after this on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show live out here from Skipper Bud's Boaters Tailgate Party. Guys, it goes on through Sunday. Skipper Bud's Boating Super Center has the largest selection of boats in the Midwest. Used boats of all sorts, plus new models from Sea Ray, Four Winds, Mastercraft, Harris, Glastron, Starcraft, Alumacraft.
Aluminacraft.
Taiga.
Oh,
not
oh.
the rapper Taiga.
Oh, okay. T-Y-G-A?
T-I-G-E.
Okay.
J.C. Pontoons, that's the one Gary was looking at.
I like his music, too.
Barletta and Yamaha, guys, they have a ton of all of them that you could possibly think of. This spring selection of clearance and blowout models is absolutely fan. fantastic. You guys see what I did there?
Yeah.
New boat and motor packages starting at just $17,995 plus new season deals on all their water sports equipment, tubes, ropes, skis, boards, wakeboards, surfboards, whatever they, you name it, they got it out here at Skipper Bud's Boating Supercenter. You take I-94, you exit off Highway T, hop on the west frontage
hop
road,
on.
You're here out in Pewaukee. Or if you can just want to do it at home, like we always say, shoptjc.com.
Yes, yeah.
Just shop skipperbuds.com and you can figure out
shop
everything that they have
out
here.
I'll be at the Green Bay.
Hey, Leroy, where are you going to be at this weekend?
I'll be the Pick and Save in Green Bay, the one off Lombardi Access Road. I'll be up there from 1 to 4 tomorrow. Then I'm going to see Ted get into the Packer Hall of Fame.
That's right. You guys are going up for the Packer Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yeah.
So
they'll have the MVPs there? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Don't they have the MVPs of the team?
Yeah, they
rookie
do
MVP,
it, but
they
some
do.
Sure.
They
don't come. But, you know, this is the
what,
first time they
well,
they're
going to be all be there.
Because that was Jamal Williams last year, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they all be there. So it'll probably be a lot of players there this year.
Who would you guys expect to be the rookie of the year? Jair Alexander, right?
Yeah, right, Leroy. It's got to be him. The team vote on it now, right?
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Alexander, to me, seemed like he had kind of elevated himself where dudes were looking around knowing that he was going to make a play.
Well, who else was a rookie that Josh Jackson didn't?
Had a pick six.
It is Alexander, though. Because he's the only one that played.
He missed, like, three or four games, right?
Well,
it won't be Rashad Gary.
Right. Remind me if I'm wrong. Was Josh Jackson had the harness on his shoulder at some point last year?
Well, Kevin King did.
Kevin King. That's what I'm thinking of.
Kevin King
has
yeah.
had the labrum issues, had the harness on his shoulder, number
but
20.
I don't know why you need a harness, Gary, for Gary and shorts.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur saying just now as they are getting ready for the rookie camp, he believes that it was a medical staff's call for Rashawn Gary.
LaFleur, don't be giving
Ellerson,
out that kind of information.
To have the harness on his right shoulder as Rashawn Gary is out hitting a pad, rocking the shoulder harness on that right side.
Head coaches should never talk about injuries.
He suggested it was just precautionary.
Nah,
Gary injured that shoulder last year at Michigan, says Coach LaFleur. And on draft day, they said they didn't expect it to be an issue. This is the big fear that we all had.
Ambiguous. Don't do that.
Do you think this dude's going to be like that?
Everybody's going to be watching and talking about it.
Are you expecting him to be that forthcoming all the time, Matt LaFleur?
I hope he's not. I hope he's.
Well, he had answered this question, right?
Sure.
Well,
this had to be. Yes.
Gary, media trainer. Hey, I got to talk to the staff, but I don't know. They haven't told me yet.
He is the 12th pick in the draft.
He's going to have to answer that because everybody.
Yeah, they haven't told me yet.
Yeah, but
I don't know all the
then
facts.
You keep asking him again.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll get back with you. I'll get
the facts. That'll be tomorrow.
Yeah,
had to answer it. I just think you go ahead and answer and be done.
Man, I think you're playing with fire right now.
What do you mean?
Well, you're playing with fire with him.
Well, you played with fire when you drafted him, and you knew he was hurt.
But he was clear.
We already talked to Brandstetter, the guy at Michigan, said he's going to have surgery.
He thought for sure he was going
to
need surgery.
So we know what it was.
Well, they need to
Goodness
go ahead and get it out of the way then.
Rashawn Gary practicing. He is practicing. Jay Sternberger had apparently an illness.
Is there a tweet out there somewhere that says that about his shoulder?
Rob Domofsky. You can check it out. 105.7 FM, the Fan's Twitter account. We retweeted it. We have all that covered. And Mike Clemens is up there. He's going to have all of the best coverage coming up from this weekend. Our thanks to Anthony Mandela for helping us out. All of our staff out here at Skipper Buds, appreciate you guys a lot for helping us out. Ann was just tremendous helping
us
out.
I love Ann.
All the way through all these
Ann's
going to
get me healthy, cuz.
Yeah, she was helping you out with the coffee that you were doing.
Got me on all organic stuff.
Thanks to our guy Trent out here for being on site.
That'd be
helping us out,
good
man.
Bowel movement.
Thanks to Will. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Adam McCalvey for joining us. Thanks to Paul Lorenz for joining us from Pottawatomie. We're back on Monday at 2. Take it, Brett.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.